Let's do it. We'll do it live.
All right, and we're off to the races. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of... I can't look at you if I'm going to do it.
We don't even know what the
episode is. Roll it again.
We'll take two. Take two. All ready?
Right, and action.
What do we got?
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Film School Dropouts. You got Mike Aver back here, joined by the lovely as ever, Mr. Joseph Jackson.
Lustrous. Yeah. I don't know. Find a lot of words to describe me, maybe. Some not so good, some not so bad.
Well, welcome back. Obviously, it's another Tuesday. We took a week off last week because Jackson was pursuing cocaine down in Orlando.
Allegedly. Not true.
If you would have seen the way he was dressed, you would have thought that he had copious amounts of blow on him.
I came back from... it was hilarious. Joel actually mentioned this. I showed up to his house because we missed his... I guess he got engaged.
Yeah.
Side note, Joel got engaged.
Idiot!
And I showed up and I wanted to symbolize that I was still on vacation by wearing a Tommy Bahama-esque button-up shirt, and one of Joel's first comments to me was, "You look like a coke dealer."
You took a picture of you guys in what, an elevator? I guess I don't know where you were.
Yeah, that was so. Yeah, but we went down to visit Kyle Smith. It was me, Daniel Gilkey, and John Feuchter, and I actually have something that has. Oh man, I wish I had you there as my backup. Or at least to hold me back, because I was about to assault somebody.
Really?
And a lot of our...
You were actually upset?
A lot of... I mean, I use that lightly, but, you know, I could never... Most people that know me know I could never hold somebody's head underwater, but maybe for this guy, just a little bit, you know? So it was...
I'm excited about this.
Maybe a Friday. It was, you know, clearly after work, the way that...
Down in Orlando.
Okay. Never been there before. Kind of a big little city. It's, you know, it doesn't have a big, huge downtown, but it's really spread out, I noticed. It's pretty far and reaching. So we're up at, it was a sick apartment complex that Kyle had. We were.
Did it look like it belonged to a professional athlete?
It very much did. Okay. it was really high up in the air. That's what got me.
So he's living the life down there.
He's living very high up, at least. I mean, if living high off the ground is any indication of how successful you are.
He's killing it.
Okay. So we're on the top, and this is where it kind of reminded me of Vegas. It was they have a big swimming pool up on the top, and most of the, you know, tenants, most people our age, were just up there pounding around, and you know, we were just goofing off in the pool, and I saw the opportunity to chat somebody up, and I went ahead and did it, and you know, the night before, we were watching just the worst scary movie ever, which is Scream 2.
Okay.
And, I mean, if you haven't seen any of the scary movies, I couldn't stop laughing because I was just thinking all of the references to scary movies. So, I think somebody asked the guy, maybe it was John or Daniel, but they were like, hey, man, what's your favorite sequel or something? I think that was, like, one of the questions posed in Scream 2. Because it was a god-awful, shitty sequel. I mean, it was...
Was that your opening line to the guy? Like, you were trying to rope him into your conversation?
No, we were just getting some jib-jab. I think somebody... I think John said that. And I was like, oh, I know movies. I might be interested in...
your ears perked up.
Pursuing this conversation with a random stranger. And let me set it up. So this guy's maybe 35 or something.
So a little bit older than us?
Yeah. If I had to guess, it was his wife with him. Probably not his girlfriend. So they were getting ready to leave.
Six in one hand, a dozen in the other.
We were chatting him up, and somehow it led to... I don't know why I asked it, because it's not a sequel, but I asked him about Red Dawn.
Okay.
Have you ever heard...
They made a
crappy remake.
That's where, like, the communists come, they like invade the
so
US,
thank
right?
you thank you what okay. what communists are in Russia. The original thank you Mike yeah. This is like I thought this was elementary knowledge.
I
was like
I've never seen it, but I know it.
Yeah, It's elementary. It's just, you think about when the movie was made, who was America's kind of enemy at that time? Clearly it had to be Russians. Like, sure. This is, if you're not a movie buff, you're a history buff. You should know this shit. He tried to pull off, he was like, oh, I think it's like some Mexican Sandinistas or something. And so, like, right off the top, I knew this guy wasn't where he needed to be. Movie theory wise, okay. if you will.
He killed his credibility with that one line.
He destroyed. And John and Daniel were looking at me like, Joe, are you the so-called god we've been led to believe you are at movie dissing, movie knowledge? And like, I was kind of questioning it myself because I was like, okay, I hadn't seen it in a while, but I kind of remember some Russians.
Yeah.
You know, so
Wait, so he was trying to tell you that Mexico invaded the U.S. in Red Dawn.
Yes, the original Red Dawn. And now I will say the remake, it was North Koreans.
But that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was with...
It was one of the Hemsworths.
It was with Fat Drake and Josh, whichever one got skinny and is now
Josh.
In there. Is it Josh?
I don't know.
I don't really give a shit either.
I plead the fifth.
So anywho, so I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll just be the bigger man here and stand down. You know, I don't want to embarrass him in front of his wife.
That's a right sensible thing to do.
Throw this guy off the roof, you know. Yeah. The bygones be bygones. Then I asked him, so they were kind of lingering, so it's like they were interested in having a conversation.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, rushing away.
Well, you don't just walk by that much beef.
USDA approved. Ladies, the show is here. The show's over.
They flocked to you.
So my next...
So they weren't mad at you or anything. You guys weren't having a disagreement. You were just
No. I was trying to keep it light. Okay. Yeah. And that's when this guy's wife chimed in. She said, oh, yeah, he's kind of a movie guy. I was like, oh really? Well, allow me to retort.
The challenger approaches.
So I'm thinking, so in Scream, I think the clear winner for the best sequel ever made was Godfather Part 2.
Okay.
Like, the only acceptable one where the second time they did it, it was better than the first one. So I threw kind of a curveball at this guy's way because there are three or more. I really only consider two movies in this world of cinema, and that's Jurassic Park 1 and 2.
Okay.
I'll only allow the second one because when they're rounding up the dinosaurs, it's just really cool.
You don't like the other ones that happened in that back then? The because they had like three and
four. There were three. There was one, two, and three. Okay. Two had Jeff Goldblum and no Sam Neill, whoever the main guy was.
Yeah.
I think my brother won a big bet off of that against somebody.
Okay.
That Sam Neill wasn't in the second one. Great actor.
I wouldn't put money on that, but I'd watch the bet go down.
Yeah, so this, and I say, so sir, where do you put, you know, this is, like, there's a clear answer to this one. Jurassic Park 1 is the favorite.
Yeah,
it was done right. It has Muldoon with the raptor shotgun. You know, clever girl, loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely it's dynamite. It's got Newman in it.
Yeah,
that's a little comedy relief.
Hey, look, nobody cares.
So I said, sir, you know, outstanding citizen. I'm sure you are. Yeah. You probably contribute to society.
My fellow American.
What do you put Jurassic Park 2 in front of 1? And he said, oh, wouldn't know, hadn't seen him. And it was conversation over.
Haven't
there.
Seen either of them?
Hadn't seen Jurassic Park, yeah.
And he's a bit of a movie guy.
Yeah. This guy can go fuck himself.
I'm going to be quiet here because this is going to come back.
I told John it would have been funny had I bought probably like a really expensive bottle of vodka and left it in front of this guy's door with a note saying, comrade. Comrade, you were wrong. I don't know. That just gave me a little kick there. But we did go back to the apartment. First thing I looked up, it was Russians, Red Dawn, no doubt about it.
Guy didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a long weekend. It feels like it's been just one continuous week because, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think I might have hit rock bottom.
You hit rock bottom, you said.
Yeah, I say that because it was a Friday night. I was with Daniel. Are we still? And we're live?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I need a go, no go on whether Joe hit rock bottom or not.
Okay.
I need your honest opinion. You know, just let me know what you think. It was a Friday night. This was last Friday.
In Orlando?
In Cincinnati. Even okay. worse. Even worse because
I... Let me stop you right there. Friday night in Cincinnati, you're at rock bottom.
Because I wasn't on vacation.
Okay.
And I had clear options to and not to go to this, but I thought it'd be fun. So let me know what you think here. Rock okay. bottom. Again, I'm 27 years old, and I went to a Fall Out Boys concert.
I don't blame you at all.
Fall Out Boys, I mean,
love Fall Out Boy, but I'm not the biggest fan of their newer stuff.
Yeah, like we were, it was a part of Bunbury this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some drain in
the I'm
front?
Taking a piss. I'm sorry. It just got the best of me, I figured.
We interrupt this podcast, yeah. Brig you. So my question to you, I might have heard this song. This is clearly like our high school. Would you agree? Fall Out Boys?
Yeah.
Like all they're good. Yeah. All the hits.
All the classics.
All the classics are coming out when we're rocking around in high school. Yeah. So let me pick your brain with this one, because this is my clear favorite song of their concert, and I want to know if you know the lyrics of, and I'll let you know when I need to know the lyrics, because
I guess the song.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, ready?
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
This ain't a scene. It's a goddamn arms race.
God damn it, Mike!
The name of the song.
I never knew what that meant.
I don't know what it
were,
means.
What they were, I mean, not what it meant, but I never knew that was what they were saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so somebody was playing that before the concert, and I said, I forget what I was saying. I was like... Missy, Missy. I thought it was just Missy,
See,
Missy.
I'm not gonna make fun of you here because I do that a lot, and I'm gonna hit you with one. I got made fun of so much.
Scratch the cat, rock the scratch the cat box.
No. The you gotta pull up "Smooth Criminal" by Alien Ant Farm.
Okay.
And I'm gonna embarrass myself with what I believed for years. I only recently, when I started listening to the Michael Jackson "Smooth Criminal," realized. How big of an idiot I was.
Okay, so where are we talking the hook, or are we talking the beginning? God damn
it. You can get into it a little bit. It's not at the beginning. It's in the refrain.
So what's how's Alien Ant Farm go?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Let me get the... No, this is definitely a great hype song. Abo, cause you see she was an Abo. Some in the bedroom and it stuck down. Annie, are you okay?
Wait for it.
Should I rock out right now?
You can't sing it, because I need
Annie,
them to hear.
You okay, Annie?
I thought that said, Annie, you're jealous, but you're okay. I sang that for years. Most of the years. You're jealous, but you're okay.
Is it, could you tell us?
Could you tell us that you're okay?
Oh,
it's the
yeah.
lyric. But I thought they said, you're jealous, but you're okay.
But you're okay. Yeah. But you get it.
It makes no sense in the context of the song. But that's what I believed for years.
I just know the two famous ones for that are Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Well, that's
and Scratch the Cat Box. Instead of Rock the Casbah or something.
No,
there are a lot of interpretations for that.
No, there's so many of those, and I have to Google them because I'm so bad at lyrics. And that is why I'm so bad at karaoke, funnily enough. Because I think there's so many songs where I know the wrong lyrics for them.
Yeah.
And I sing them so confidently that when I get to it in a karaoke song and I realize that I've been fucking it up for years, I can't sing the rest of the song because I can never catch back up because I'm like actually trying to read the... I'm like, can you tell us that you're okay? And then my rhythm's fucked.
You can't do... I think this is people's mistake. You have to have your karaoke song locked and loaded. You can't be up there browsing through. You got to know, this is the song I know all the lyrics to. I find it insulting that people look at a monitor and do karaoke. It's like, no, you goddamn know. Yeah, you better know the words.
The problem is that a lot of times when they do karaoke, they play it on to a different track. Yeah, like, because they don't have the rights or whatever. So it's a little bit off tempo, and so then it fucks me up. Then I have to read it.
Yeah.
But I will say that if I had to, speaking of Fall Out Boy, if I had to pick a song that I knew every word to, it would be Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Yeah.
We're going down, down, and a new bit around. Sugar.
Yeah, I can do that whole song.
What was my... So I went out to California for work and Taco Bell took us out to a karaoke bar. No. But we went to a karaoke bar. You want to know what my song was?
I already know it.
Oh, you did?
We talked about this on our trip to Talladega.
What was it? It was
Faith by George Michael.
Yeah. And you know what impressed... Because you can't just... This is the other thing. You can't just know the song. You got to know, like, the rhythm, the beat, so you got
to
have,
like, the claps down.
Yeah. Exactly. That was, like, I was sitting getting my hair cut, and what's the Friends song?
Yeah, the Friends song. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
And I was kind of, like, have my hands ready to clap if everybody in the waiting room would do that, and nobody did. I was shocked. I thought that was kind of, like, yeah. You win some, but you can't win them all. movie quote that failed for me at Bunbury.
You tried it and it didn't land?
Nobody got it, and they kind of hit me back with an actual fact.
Okay.
which you know, now you know. Yeah, so it was 1975, they were on, and one of my favorite songs by them is Chocolate.
Wait, what?
Chocolate? Go, nobody knows. No. Guns hidden under a petticoat. You know him now?
No, I don't know who that is.
Anywho, that not important to the story. Great right. song, nonetheless. Great show. I shouted out because these fun fact, these people are from England, and I shouted out, "Hey, these guys sound like they're from London." From Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and the girl standing next to us, she was like, "No, they're actually from Manchester." I was like, "Oh." Fuck me, right?
Fuck myself. Sound like you're from London.
All right, Mike, let's get down to brass tacks. We had a clear homework assignment we set up for
today's podcast.
I think it was last episode I noticed, you know, I mentioned off what I thought were a few popular, good movies, and they just went right over your head. So I thought, and I got to give credit to this. This is what I call the Chris Burke test of manliness, I'll say. And well-rounded.
I'll go get some tampons now.
So it was funny because this guy we work with he just doesn't watch movies. So Chris took the initiative, printed off the IMDb top 100 list and said, "Here, circle every movie you found." And it was embarrassing. This guy was bad, too.
What was his score?
I couldn't tell you.
Good. Don't tell me yet. If you remember,
I remember, I'll tell me because I want to... What's your IMDb? So, again, we printed off the list of IMDb's top 100 movies.
It is the top 100 greatest movies of all time.
Okay.
And then in brackets, it's the ultimate list.
The ultimate. Okay.
According to IMDb, they write their own.
I mean, Rotten Tomatoes has something to say about that, just not now.
So, there are 100 movies that are allegedly the best movies of all time. And,
Mike's score
is awful. You want me to tell you it now?
You said one hand?
No. It was higher than I thought. I went through and actually highlighted them. Because I originally told you 10.
So, it's clearly not a passing grade. I'll say a 12.
It's higher than that. I can cut right to the chase if you want.
Yeah, cut to the... Well, wait. Actually, so I know... Fun fact, I know that it should be at least 9 because I circled 9 movies on here that we watched at LaSalle High School.
And that's I might not have had the same classes.
Yeah, that's true. I cheated. I had a theatrical arts class.
I did too, but I wasn't in your class.
Oh, yeah. Forget.
Yeah. Anyway. We watched Avatar in theatrical arts.
Avatar wasn't on this list.
No, it wasn't.
I'm glad to hear it. Keep your Avatar out of my top 100.
That was on another one of the lists that I pulled up, funnily enough.
So your grand score, should I do a...
is 25.
25?
Not good.
Not
good. These are the 100 best movies of all time,
not,
allegedly.
Not good, but not bad.
It's better than 10.
It's not. It's better than 10. It's better than single
yeah,
digits.
Yeah, look at this last page. Granted, I highlighted the ones I've seen. I don't have a single one.
If you,
from 88 to 100.
You want to read off the last one? The
oh.
What just made the cut?
So, this movie, which is above, I believe, any Disney movie. I don't think any of those made the cut. None of them.
I've never even heard of this movie.
The 100 best movie
just
is,
made it.
Yankee Doodle Dandy from 1942.
This is, like, some of these movies, you just got to get off this list. Citizen yeah. Kane, I'm sick of it. It's like put it in a museum if it's that important,
right.
But keep it off the top.
This is a museum list, though.
Yeah.
I will say that. These are not modern. These are like.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess you got a point. I mean,
the first movie, which I'm not disputing at all, was made in 1972. Like, that's pretty old movie. Like, it's older.
Yeah, that's
true. As far as cinema goes. But you don't have to go that far. Number 8 was made in 1939.
You know what wasn't on this list that I was pissed off about?
Let's hear.
Denzel Washington
Day,
movie. Yeah. He wasn't on here at all.
People that do the Oscars.
Bunch of liberal pansies. Man on Fire. I expected Man on Fire to be in this list.
I expected more movies that I've seen to be on this list. Apparently, I watch shit movies.
Was there any? Were there any clear? Anything that you thought needed to be on the list that wasn't?
So, just to read out the first three top movies.
Okay.
Number one is The Godfather.
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
Thank God.
Fantastic movie.
Okay. All right.
I will say I don't know. I think I've seen the other two once.
Yeah.
I've seen The Godfather a couple times.
And I mean, it's not like
three.
You have to memorize. It's just like you have to see this.
Yeah.
This should be a citizen test. Maybe
it's
spelling should and pronunciation should be too, but
yeah, wordiology. So The Godfather comes in at number one. I don't dispute that.
All
although
right.
I mean, like, that's, it's so subjective. You could
be
in any order.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Number two is my all-time favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption.
I'll pour one out to Shawshank
I'm gonna
Redemption.
Drink one. I'm not gonna pour it out. Shawshank Redemption is fantastic. Made even better by the fact that it was filmed in Ohio.
Ooh, a little fun fact there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and that place is supposedly haunted.
I think the tree fell down though.
That was not in Ohio. Or it might have been, but it wasn't in the same... That
Maybe,
isn't
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know where that is. I can't...
But, no, you're right. The main prison
was
in
Ohio. The prison is
in Ohio, yeah.
And it is a... it's a haunted location. It has nothing to do with the movie, but apparently it's haunted. They do haunted tours overnight.
It's haunted by Norton the Warden. He shot himself,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
His ghost is all
but,
over that place.
Field trip opportunity, I would definitely be down to go check out the haunted.
A lifetime, yeah.
The haunted, it's so cheap, and it's like 2 hours away from here.
I could get very, very behind that.
All right.
The only thing is, I don't think the cell blocks were there.
No.
But the whole exterior.
It's the exterior, it's the yard, it's that stuff.
Yeah.
So we'd have to watch Shawshank Redemption and then go.
We have to play that song and slowly... Like, stop what we're doing
and
just
turn
look
and look
up.
And
yeah. Look out into the distance. Could be a special moment.
You're talking about Holla Back Girl. That's funny, right?
There ain't no Holla Back Girl.
And then number three, which is the first movie that I haven't seen, is Schindler's List.
You haven't? We watched
Buckle
that
up.
In Cook's class.
Buckle up. It only gets worse from here.
Really?
I have not seen Schindler's List. I think I turned it on. And I saw that it was in black and white, and I realized I wasn't in the mood for it. I'm not saying it's bad because it's in black and white, but I wasn't
yeah.
in the mood for a black and white movie at the time, so I didn't pursue it. And I knew that it's like super.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I don't. I don't blame people that can't watch.
It's not that I can't watch it. It's just that I knew it was going to be an emotional roller coaster, so
yeah,
I was like, I'll
yeah.
hold off on this one.
Yeah, I agree.
And
some
then I watched,
great
like,
acting.
Wreck It Ralph or something.
Bring my something mood to up. take the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Raging Bull?
I have not.
I know quotes from it, but I can't say that I ever watched that.
I've not seen Raging Bull. I've not seen Casablanca. I have no interest.
That's a Connie. That's a Connie Sejo. That was
right.
kind of a snooze fest.
Citizen Kane, I have seen, in
but
school.
It can go screw itself
because. Yeah. And Citizen Kane is such a slog to watch if you know the big. Reveal, which everybody does.
Rosebud.
Yeah, but like because I knew that going into it, it's unwatchable.
Oh yeah, clearly. I couldn't agree more.
Gone with the Wind, classic, haven't seen it.
Frankly, Michael, I could give a damn about that movie. I actually haven't seen that either. Let's just do top 10. What's 8, 9, and 10? So 8.
Oh, there's other ones I want to get into here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Couple non-worthy locations?
Let's see. No, not even that necessarily. It's just more of that I'm excited that I saw it. And then I think that you'd be surprised that I didn't see it. Forrest Gump, obviously I saw. Star Wars, huge fan.
I don't know if you knew this, but Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is on this list.
It is. Where is it? I know it's on here somewhere. But it's not. It's number 52. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, I'm well overdue to watch. Jackson's favorite movie of all time, and we refused to watch it.
I have been barking up that tree for some time now.
It's not going to happen. No, I want to watch it.
I'm a little disappointed it came in behind Jaws. That kind of made it.
Really?
That,
it's right behind. It's 50 and 52.
Just to piss off Balmers, I think it should be in front of Jaws. Yeah. Big Paul Newman guy.
Anyway, Bridge on the River Kwai, I actually have seen.
You have?
Yeah.
Me and Joel watched that one day. It's a great.
That's where they blow up. They blow up the bridge, right? And it's a big bridge. Yeah, it's. Oh man, that was good. I haven't seen it.
Did you ever that little whistle? I think they make fun of it in Spaceballs.
Oh, they do.
Because the little munchkins are walking around. That's true.
Is that originally from that?
No, it's from Bridge on the River.
No, I know, that's what I mean. Is it originally from Bridge on
the River? Yeah, it's originally. I find that interesting when you see, like, a movie that makes fun of something and you have no idea what it's originally from. Like that.
Yeah.
But, so now you know.
Now you know.
I thought it was, like, the theme song to Disney, too. I don't know why.
You know what movie I highlighted, but I'm not sure that I've seen the whole thing, is number 56 at Platoon.
I think we watched that at LaSalle.
And it was the first movie, and they make fun of it in Tropic Thunder, which is the best. But that movie is like the first movie for a lot of big name actors.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many famous people. I don't know if it was their first movie, but it had a lot of young
Defoe,
famous actors.
Charlie
Sheen. I don't know.
Forrest Whitaker. Johnny Depp. Jonathan Depp as his close friends.
Johnny Depp was in, The Outsiders, wasn't he? Was he one of them? Because that had a ton of famous people in it,
too. Yeah, that did.
They were all infants.
Did that have Tom Cruise in it?
Yes. Yeah. And Rob Lowe. And all the hits. All
Rob
the
Lowe just has too many things going right for him.
I know. And I've been watching Parks and Rec, and his character is obnoxious, but he is just...
His character kind of sucks in Parks and Rec.
A lot of characters in Parks and Rec suck, but I do enjoy the show. But like the main character, the main character is Leslie Knope, who's kind of, I can't stand her. I don't know why she's the main character.
Yeah.
It's just, she's way too high.
Give us Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
He's
but
just got the
I don't
great
think he would have
audience.
The same curve appeal if he was like, if he was always the main character, but it's when he can slide in and just get a dagger.
He's good there for the 1-2 punch.
We'll That's say. Pretty much... That's probably the most shocking one. Let me see if there's anything that I haven't seen. Goodfellas, I know, would piss you off that I haven't seen.
You hadn't seen that? Because I thought that should have been, like, closer to top 10. I might actually put Goodfellas in front of Godfather.
I've heard that.
I know people that would put a head out on me if I said
I heard that Goodfellas, because I watched a scene of it. They have a scene that's like, it's one continuous shot. Through a restaurant. It's like fantastic.
It's amazing.
Big thing on it.
Yeah. And we actually featured it on our last podcast for our long-term listeners.
Yeah,
of
that's
course
true.
No.
So
I got a, I didn't even say my score, 51.
Really?
I thought well-rounded.
Man of culture.
I think that says...
But for the record, please note he has not seen Red Dawn. He thought it was Mexican.
I totally have seen it. I will defend that to my dying day. 51, I thought it's well-bounded. I kind of didn't want to have claimed that I've seen all of them. Because
I wouldn't
have
believed it,
yeah.
First of all. Even if you've been like, I'm 92. I'm
that's
like,
just somebody
bullshit.
That has no time on their hands.
Right.
That's not a passing grade, but hey, better than the rest.
It's better than, you got
better
double
than, better than half.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a passing grade.
So I want to get into the most overrated movies I know that I had pulled up the list, but I can't pull it up in front of me right now. But one of the, number two on that list was Avatar, and I want your thoughts.
I
we were talking this before the.
I mean, it's somebody told me it's Pocahontas in 3D. Like,
no,
say
it's
like
Dances with Wolves. Like,
oh
shot
yeah,
for
that's
shot.
Right.
And I've never
yeah.
seen Dances with Wolves, but that, maybe that's why I liked it so much because I haven't seen
I mean,
the one blatantly at the top.
What they did, like animated wise, was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like you remember, like it was the movie.
Visually, it's cool.
It was the movie you went to see not because it was a good movie, but it was just so, like.
You know what I feel, and Jake's the same way. Jake actually is a bigger fan than I am, but we feel that way about Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim is, like, it, not a great... All right, so welcome back to some technical issues.
Sorry.
We had some technical issues there. We lost a little bit of our content. But we're coming back at you with more, so...
This is the eighth goddamn time. We're not doing it again, Mike.
We'll do it live. So, we are doing our weekly segment, Laugh Track, where we play the laugh of a famous person, usually an actor or actress,
actor,
and then we have to guess whose laugh it is, based solely off of the laugh alone.
Whose laugh it is, and bonus points if you can name the movie. It's
okay.
That's like a right. really big stretch.
So feel free to play along at home.
Laugh alone. All right. Joe's laptop. Are we ready? We're set.
How many we got? We got one?
Just one.
Okay,
just
one.
This is your shot at redemption.
All right, this is...
All right, ready?
Here we go.
Three, two, one.
You're saying that's too easy?
I think, well, to me it is, maybe.
Can I do it again? Can you just do
the... You want it again?
Again.
You want the laugh again?
Please.
Okay. Let me see. I got volume here. Ready?
Yeah.
I even gave you some of his spoken
I
word.
I know, and I fucked up. So my initial thought, and I know it's not his iconic one, but I thought it was Seth Rogen for a second.
No.
But I think that it might also be...
Come on, Mike.
What is his name? Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
No, it's Eddie Murphy.
What?
Yeah, from The Nutty Professor. When he's at the comedy store.
He's laughing not like he laughs, though. He's laughing in character.
I guess that's true.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe this is
too
hard. Oh, no,
that was Sir Anthony Hopkins in his rendition. Of course I'm not going to know who it is. He's in character.
Too easy. Maybe I'll get you a softball teed up.
Yeah, I need the softest throws you have.
We'll do
nothing but change-ups right down the middle.
William Randolph Hearst.
I wouldn't have known, but I have been to the Hearst Manor before.
I don't even know who William Randolph Hearst is.
So, he was this dude, he was a socialite from back in the day.
Socialist?
No, socialite. He was like I don't know if he was ever an actor. He just had a lot of money, and he would throw huge parties at this enormous mansion that they have. It's in California.
Is this guy the inspiration for Gatsby?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's somebody
okay.
else.
That's
but he is, so he had this big mansion, he has this fantastic pool. It's like... It's nuts because it's in California where there's not a whole lot of green around
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But it's this pool that's like the bottom of the pool is blue, like, and it just looks like such clear, crisp water. And you're like,
okay.
And it has white marble everywhere. It's but he has a crazy house. But he would have big parties, and it's by LA, so all the like famous actors and actresses would come out to his parties. So he was like the place to be. Was
but what did he do?
He
is he just
money.
A producer?
I don't even know if he did anything with film. I think he just had money and threw big parties.
Really?
So he was like that. His place. He just threw parties, and if anybody who was anybody was there.
Randall, why do I know that name then? I feel like I've read that in a history book or something.
What bounces around your head? That's unknowable.
Wait, are we talking senior or junior here?
I think.
Oh, he was a newspaper guy.
Oh yeah, well there.
That's
you go.
Why. Yeah, I did study this in school. Yeah, okay. I think. Maybe, I don't know.
I think his dad was, I don't think he did anything other than just grow up rich. And they had like a zoo and all kinds of shit at their house.
Yeah, you're right. His dad was a businessman, newspaper publisher. So the junior, if there is a junior, probably did shit.
He's a real Donald Trump. No, but yeah, I don't think that he really did too much.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
We also and now went, our listeners know.
When we were on that trip, we also went to the Winchester Mansion.
The Winchester?
Yeah, the Winchester.
Oh, you're talking about the arms company.
No, well, it was the family that started Winchester. Like, yeah, the gun.
Well, the gun, yeah.
Yeah, and then they, like, their fortune... They have a, like a mansion. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's in air quotes for
yeah,
our listeners.
They deserve to have a mansion. They sold a ton of those.
But it was interesting because the last person to own it was this little old woman. Like she was like 4'10", and so she built her house like parts of her house because like to adjust for her height. So like the shower like comes up to like my chest, like because that's how tall she was. It was interesting, but it wasn't nearly as extravagant as the as you would have.
William ran
as
first.
Would
hope. Yeah. Interesting. Well, what?
I got a question for you.
Question. I got an answer for you, Mike.
So, of the movie, so we were talking sequels earlier.
Sequels, yeah.
With Jurassic Park 2 and right. Red Dawn 2, the Invasion of Chili's. Red Dawn 2, Remember the Alamo. what movie do you think should get... If you got to pick a movie to get a sequel that does not already have one, what do you think would be a good one to, like, modern-day reboot?
What story
do you think was so good that it had more to be told?
I think it'd be great if Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid actually survived.
The... I don't know, spoilers.
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
survived the test of time is what
yeah,
I think
the
you
test of
say.
Time, yeah. Without spoiling it. I keep forgetting.
Sorry, it only came out 40 years ago.
none of them are alive. Well, no, Robert Redford's alive.
Doesn't have to be the same people, necessarily.
If I had to see a remake...
Sequel or prequel. But just like a rebooting of a movie that did not have any spin-offs or anything prior.
Probably, and I don't even know if there's any more of a story there, but it'd be cool to see another Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there was a lot going on with that movie.
Anything Tarantino.
But do you think that would ruin it?
Yeah,
like,
that it
because
would.
Like the I feel like the mystery of like how you got there and where they're going is really where like kind of where a lot of that lands.
I think the simple answer is I can't think of one because I really don't. I think sequels are just a moneymaker.
Yeah.
For idiots.
Well, it depends on, like, to me...
Not idiots.
No. I completely agree with you. Smoking hot take here.
Well, though, so you're thinking, just like if they only made a Star Wars 1 and they never made any more?
Yeah, or, like, just something where, like, you really enjoyed the, like... See, it's tougher when you're using... Like, for me, I like a lot of, like, sci-fi and, like, fantasy stuff where I really like the world that it's in.
Okay.
So it's a little bit easier because I'm like, I'd love to see more of this world. But I didn't, like... As far as, like, characters, I don't know if there's any characters that you fell in love with where you're, like, either, like, I want to know what they were before they got here or, like, where they were going. Like, for instance, and I know that this has been redone to hell and back, but I'm really interested to see how this Joker movie plays out.
The new Joaquin Phoenix one?
Exactly.
I think I read up on that a little bit because I was curious where they were going to take it. I think they're, and this is what the nerds tell me that read comic books.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe it's more of I think it's going to be so depressing.
Really?
Because it's like a failed comedian who...
I thought he was a clown or something. Well, I guess.
I feel maybe he turns into a clown, but I feel like the original Joker started off as a... bad comedian, and that's why he like
so
carved the smile in his face or whatever that was. I don't know. I feel like that's gonna be depressing though. Joaquin Phoenix is a terrific actor.
Did you enjoy Her? Have you seen that with him?
No, I haven't seen that.
That movie
where he falls in love with like his cell phone.
Fantastic! It's so good.
Is it?
I know it sounds the premise is very stupid.
Yeah.
But basically what it is they, for those of you who haven't seen it, the premise is that he gets a brand new operating system, which is basically like a Siri.
Okay.
So he gets a Siri that like runs his whole, I don't know if it's his computer, but it's also like his house, all of his entertainment. It's like a one-stop shop, like, operating system for all of his computers.
Yeah.
But it has, like, their whole thing is that it's like, oh, it's like a real person. Like, it can interact with you like a person does.
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts talking to it, and, like, through talking to it, and, like, through, like, because it, when you get it, it doesn't, it's brand new.
Yeah.
And so it hasn't, like, been on the internet or anything. So you're basically, like, it learns through talking to you.
Yeah.
And so he, like, talks to it, and he's like, he wants to share every, like, he wants to share basically his life with it to, like, teach it. And, like, it is a love story, and it is so, like, fantastic. And, like, basically it's him. Like, Scarlett Johansson voices her. I don't know what her name is.
The Siri, yeah.
The Siri. But basically it's, like, just him acting on his own.
Hmm.
And it's, like, it's super good. Definitely worth the watch. It's way better than it sounds on paper, that's for sure.
Better up, yeah. I don't know. He kind of creeps me out a little bit.
You think he peaked?
Peaked in signs. A lot of people give Signs so much shit. Like, I think Signs is a terrific movie. I think it was well thought out. I think it's a great storyline. It takes something that maybe could be possible. And it kind of, it does have, like, a pretty interesting little Shyamalan twist where it's like, But I don't know. I absolutely love Signs.
Yeah.
I saw it in theaters with my mother.
I love Signs, and I was really disappointed by The Village.
The Village?
Because that was his big movie after Signs.
That's true. Shyamalan's.
And I was like, ooh, I really wanted to like it, and I just did it.
This is something I will go to bat for. And it's something that if Cameron Dean is out there and listening to this podcast, somebody I used to work with,
okay,
he gave me shit for liking Lady in the Water. You ever heard of it?
Heard of it, haven't seen it.
It's a Shyamalan movie with
somebody famous, that, right?
It's got a lot of famous people.
I thought it had somebody that was, like, coming off of something big.
It's Paul Giamatti.
That's not who I was thinking.
Paul Giamatti, and it's got... I'm trying to think of it. It's got Bernard from Westworld.
Really? I love
it. And it's got, who's the guy from Chernobyl? Like, that British guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't.
Just ended, right?
I couldn't. I think it, I really hope it comes out with another episode, but I don't know. I thought it came out on Mondays.
Four. Yeah, I thought they were only doing four.
There should be a fifth.
Okay.
I hope.
I heard it was over.
There was, like, a Vienna conference.
Somebody tweeted that they don't know what to do with themselves now that...
I don't know what... It was probably me, but I don't have Twitter. I thought it was terrific. Because it was so historically accurate.
Okay.
Like, the way they did
it. Because you were
there. I actually... Funny enough, I started acting like parents that I run into. I'm like, hey, do you remember where you were for Chernobyl? And they'll be like, no. And I was like, I thought, like, people would associate that to, like, our 9/11.
No. Yeah. Maybe. And if are they Russian? Then they
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I
go
mean,
go around St. Petersburg and ask people where they were, and you might get a couple answers.
I guess that's accurate, yeah. And nobody really knew that. I guess the whole gist was nobody really knew how bad it was because of the Iron Curtain and the Russians not wanting to, like, get embarrassed about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask people where they were during Tiananmen Square, they're probably not going to know. But, I mean, like, it's huge, but, like...
Yeah.
They got swept under the rug.
No, I agree. Let's see. I got nothing left. Want to put a bow on it? What do you got? What do you think we could do for next podcast?
So, I still really do... I haven't worked out the details yet, but I really do want to watch a movie.
Watch a movie.
Even if we watch it and film this separately... And this is where we're really going to rely on our listeners. So leave your thoughts in the comments. Let us know what you think.
Jared's going to shoot me an email. Duly noted and disregarded, my friend.
No, I want to incorporate actually watching movies, whether it's on air or off air.
Okay.
Well, it'll probably have to be off air. But I want to try to work that into it. All right.
We could get there.
But other than that, I love trivia. I love anytime I can answer questions.
We're going places, Mike. And our listeners are along for the ride.
Yeah. We'll probably... I got a ton of fan mail we need to start opening. So we can start addressing that.
I need to actually buy a letter opener. It's just so much mail.
It's just hurting to open it. So I don't know, but I feel like I've got a couple of ideas up my sleeve, but we haven't really got there yet.
All right.
The problem is just the time commitment.
Yeah. Tuesdays at 7.
Tuesdays at 7 are when you should tune in.
Not when it airs, but
that's when we
air it.
So Wednesdays at 7.
Wednesdays at 7.
But yeah, so we'll figure it out. I got some ideas, but I'm going to bounce them off you off air.
All right. Yeah, we'll keep it a secret. Stay tuned.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Take it easy.